from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
I'm Bob McIntyre. This year's Take Back the Night marches are next week in Timmins, Iroquois Falls, and Cochrane. They're organized by the Francophone and Anglophone Women's Sexual Assault Centers in Timmins. Chantal Mayu is executive director of the Francophone Center, LVIV. She says the annual event is a reminder of how women should be able to feel safe walking at night or any time.
We get our allies together, we walk the streets together, it's empowering. Just to say that we're continuing the work and we're not going to stop until we're all safe.
The Timmins March is next Thursday. Mayu says it begins with a rally at 355 Wilson Avenue at 6:30 and the walk starts at 7 for about an hour. Community security, perceptions of crime and youth issues, and service delivery. Those are just some of the topics covered in an OPP community satisfaction survey that's starting up this month in areas across the region that have OPP detachments. Officials say selected households will be mailed a survey invitation that can be completed online or by calling a toll-free phone number. Among other things, they say the results will help the OPP set goals and objectives to improve the services it delivers to communities across the Northeast. The surveys are expected to be completed by the end of the year. The Canadian Federation of Independent Businesses warning a labor-related work stoppage at Air Canada could have a devastating impact on small businesses and the Canadian economy. The group says, along with disrupting up to 120,000 travelers a day, the hospitality and tourism sectors would be affected, and critical cargo would be delayed from making its way across the country. Officials say if a deal can't be reached between Air Canada and its pilots, the feds need to be ready to impose binding arbitration or back-to-work legislation. 72-hour strike or lockout notice could be given on Sunday. In sports, the 2024-25 NOJHL season faces off tonight. Among action is the Timmins Rock visiting the Powassan Voodoos. Tomorrow night, the Rock meet French River. Also tomorrow night at 7:30, the Iroquois Falls Storm host the Kirkland Lake Gold Miners.
For these stories and more, or to sign up for news alerts, go to MyTimmonsNow.com.